بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء أفلا تسمعون.
Verse number 71. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, tell me if Allah were to make the light last continuously for you, without any break until the day of judgment, which Allah besides Allah can bring you light like that of day? Do you not hear these proofs, and know that there is no deity besides Allah who can bring that to you?
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ.
Verse number 72. O Messenger, say to them, tell me if Allah were to make the day last continuously for you until the day of judgment, which deity besides Allah can bring you night in which you can rest to be revealed of the tiredness of working in the day? Do you not see these signs, and know that there is no deity besides Allah who can bring any of that to you?
وَمِن رَّحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Verse number 73. And it is from His mercy, O people, that He has made the night dark for you, so you can rest in it, after you have become tired through working in the day, and He has made the day bright for you, so you can strive to earn sustenance in it, and so that you can be grateful for Allah's blessings on you, and not be ungrateful for them.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
Verse number 74. On the day their Lord will call them, saying, where are my partners you used to worship besides me, and claim they are my partners?
وَنَزَعْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا فَقُلْنَا هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لِلَّهِ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
Verse number 75. I shall bring from every nation its prophet to testify against them their disbelief and denial. Then I will say to these nations, bring your proofs and evidences for the disbelief and denial you are in, so their pretexts will run out, and they will be convinced that the truth in which there is no doubt is for Allah, and the partners they used to invent for Him will disappear from Him. After Allah mentioned that Pharaoh exalted himself on earth due to authority, He mentioned the transgression of Qarun due to wealth, saying,
إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِن قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ.
Verse number 76. Qarun was from the people of Musa, peace be upon him, but he was arrogant over them. And I granted him such treasures of wealth that the keys of his treasures would be heavy to carry for even a strong group. When his people said to him, "Do not rejoice arrogantly, for Allah does not love those who rejoice arrogantly, but rather, He despises them and will punish them for that."
وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
Verse number 77. And seek by the wealth Allah has given you the reward of the abode of the afterlife by spending it in avenues of good. Do not forget your share of food, drink, clothes, and so forth amongst the blessings, without excessiveness or pride. And deal well with your Lord and with His servants, just as Allah has been good to you. Do not seek corruption on earth by committing sins and leaving obedience. Allah does not love those who cause corruption on earth through that. In fact, He despises them. Beneficial points. 1. The succession of day and night is one of the blessings of Allah for which one must thank Him. 2. The night is for rest, and the day is for work. 3. Transgression can be due to wealth, just as it can be through leadership and kingdom. 4. Wealth is a blessing, but it can turn into an affliction if it is not utilized in what pleases Allah. 5. Rejoicing arrogantly is a sin which Allah hates. 6. It is important to sincerely advise a person whom we fear will be tempted. 7. Allah dislikes those who cause corruption on earth.
قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ.
Verse number 78. Qarun said, "I have only been given this wealth because of the knowledge and power I have, so I am deserving of that." Did Qarun not know that Allah had destroyed nations before him who were stronger and who had gathered more wealth, but their power or wealth did not benefit them? On the Day of Judgment, the wrongdoers will not be interrogated about their sins due to Allah's complete knowledge of them, and any questioning they will face is for reprimand and censure.
فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم.
Verse number 79. Qarun came out in his adornment, showing off his wealth and status. Those amongst Qarun's companions who were desirous of the adornment of the worldly life said, "If only we were given worldly adornment, like Qarun has been given. Indeed, he has been given a great share of everything."
وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون.
Verse number 80. Those given knowledge said, when they saw Qarun in his adornment, and when they heard what his companions wished for, "Woe unto you! The reward of Allah in the afterlife and the pleasure He has prepared for those who bring faith and do good deeds, is better than the worldly splendor given to Qarun. And none are granted the ability to say this statement and act according except the patient who persevere in preferring their word with Allah over the temporary enjoyment of this world.
فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين.
Verse number 81. Then I made the earth swallow him and his house, along with all in it, in retribution for his transgression. He had no group to help him against Allah, nor was he amongst those who can help themselves.
وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون.
Verse number 82. Those who wished for the wealth and adornment he had before being swallowed up began saying heedfully, "Did we not know that Allah extends sustenance for whom he wishes amongst his servants, and restricts it for whomever he wishes amongst them? Had Allah not favored us by not punishing us for what we said, he would have made the earth swallow us as he did with Qarun. The disbelievers are not successful, neither in this life or the afterlife, but rather, their return and outcome is loss in both."
تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين.
Verse number 83. That is the abode of the afterlife, which I shall make an abode of pleasure and honor for those who do not seek to be arrogant on earth by turning away from faith in the truth and its followers, nor do they want corruption in it, and the praiseworthy outcome, in the form of the enjoyment of paradise and the pleasure of Allah therein, is for those who are mindful of their Lord by carrying out His commands and refraining from His prohibitions.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 84. Whoever brings a good deed on the day of judgment, such as prayer, zakah, fasting, and so forth, for him is a good reward for that good deed, where the good deed will be multiplied to 10 the like thereof, and whoever brings a bad deed on the day of judgment, such as disbelief, consuming interest, adultery, and so forth, then those who did bad deeds will not be rewarded except as much as they did without any increase. Beneficial points. 1. Every good and blessing in man is from the creation and decree of Allah. 2. It is necessary upon the intelligent human to take heed from the conditions of those before him. 3. The people of the worldly pursuits are the quickest to be deceived by it and to fall into temptation. 4. The people of knowledge are the people of wisdom and salvation from temptations, because knowledge directs a person towards what is correct. 5. The outcome of haughtiness and arrogance on earth and spreading corruption is destruction and loss. 6. The vastness of Allah's mercy and His justice is through multiplying good deeds for the believer and not multiplying bad deeds for the disbeliever.